Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Erica, it's Jenny Q from K-Love. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Yourself?
Very well, thank you. You are one of the co-hosts of Daily Blast Live DBL on WFAA Channel 8, 2:30 Monday through Friday. I'm watching it for the first time and really enjoying it. Tell us about it.
Thank you. Well, we are, you know, the interesting thing is my background is morning radio, and this show is basically morning radio for television. So you just get to see us because we're talking about trending news, breaking news, but we're also very much engaged with our audience, which a lot of other shows can't be because they're not live. And because we are live on both broadcast and digital, then we're hearing from our audience in real time. And a lot of times we're incorporating their thoughts into what we're saying. So we really encourage this back and forth dialogue, and we really understand what our audience is thinking and when they're thinking it. And sometimes we even have to like address something that we've done or said that wasn't right or wasn't jiving with what the sentiment was in another part of the country.
Oh, and because it's national, unlike most morning radio, you've got to, I don't want to say please everybody, but you've got to be aware of this broad, broad audience.
Yeah. And, you know, I mentioned that there's so many of us, there's eight hosts, and we're all coming from very different places. So we feel like there is diversity in terms of not only gender, race, socioeconomic status, but also our politics are different. Our sentiments are just different on a lot of different things, and we're from different parts of the country. So I do think that we do represent a wider range of views. But of course, we're always looking to hear what other people are thinking.
Yeah, right. And well, I'm talking to you on election day, so this must be a really fun day for Daily Blast Live.
It is. It is a very fun day, but we try to keep all the days very balanced. Like, we don't want to do a half hour, an hour of only politics. We don't want to do it of only entertainment. We want to kind of have like a wide range of ideas and things that are happening in the world, because some people may be overhearing about the election, or maybe they're overhearing about Brad and Angelina, but we're going to hit those beats and there's going to be something for you, you know, 30 seconds later.
Yes, yes. And this is so interesting how with the changing technology, you're, of course, on Channel 8, which I grew up in Dallas. It's been part of my life, pretty much my whole life. Good old ABC affiliate. But you're also, so you're live on YouTube. And are you live on Facebook, too?
We are. And that's really where the majority of the communication comes in, are on YouTube and Facebook Live. But we're also speaking to people on Twitter and, of course, Instagram as well. But people get pretty shocked because think about how blind we are when we go into social media and we send something out there, and to hear an immediate response on your television in real time is a little jarring to some people, but
yes,
it's also what is so special about our show.
And I like how you put it, that it's a like a morning radio show on TV. But with radio, of course, if you get some comments that are a little surprising or whatever, at least you're not being seen at that moment. You can kind of collect yourself, but you're just right there putting it out. That must be both thrilling and a little scary, too.
You know, it's actually very liberating for me because this is a little known fact. In 1992, I was voted Best Facial Expressions in the Miss Cities of America pageant.
Wow.
And, and I use that camera to my advantage all the time because there's four of us on the panel, and sometimes not all four of us get to say what we're thinking, but I always get to show what I'm thinking. So I think I use it to my advantage.
Yeah. So yeah, that's great. Now, depending on where one lives, you're going to get different hosts. Is that right?
Correct. Ultimately, you'll get a little bit of all of us in every market. But in terms of the four that are sitting on the panel, that will change depending on what time you receive us.
Okay. And we'll see you and three others here in Dallas-Fort Worth. And now I understand you have an extreme fitness background. You competed for many years?
I did. I competed in fitness competitions. It was something that I did around my divorce to really get myself focused on something. And so I really enjoyed it. It's not something that I regularly do anymore, but it gave me this sense of the start and the end. So I know that in terms of goal setting, if I start something and if I'm really diligent about it, then at this particular point, I'm going to see it and follow through. So I think it really disciplined me more than it was about the aesthetics of the competition.
I got you. Yeah. Giving yourself a place to focus after something devastating. We can all relate to that. And you also have
right.
a website about comebacks. Tell us about that.
Yeah, comeback.tv is my personal website, and it's really about people who are getting ready and staying ready for their next chapter. And it's, I mean, I went through divorce, bankruptcy, unemployment, so it's like things come in threes, and you think that your life is over, but really it's your rebirth. And there are so many different tools that we all have in our arsenal that we can use, and there are times, especially when we are devastated, that we forget what those tools are. And it's really just a community of people who are staying focused and getting back or even greater than where they left. And so comeback.tv is a part of Comeback with Erica Cobb. And I'm really excited that I've been able to integrate that brand on Daily Blast Live.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, I'm going to check out all of those things and really excited to look at Daily Blast Live for trending topics and an interesting way of looking at them and interacting. It's also known as DBL. And again, where can we find it here in Dallas-Fort Worth?
With my friends at WFAA at 2:30 p.m., and they have a special place in my heart because they took me to my first Whataburger.
Oh, that's awesome. That's hallowed ground here, you know.
I know. I enjoyed it. I'm actually salivating right now.
Oh, yeah, the best. They are the best. Erica, it has been just a pleasure talking to you, and best of luck with DBL, and I hope I get to meet you in person sometime.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Denny.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Jennifer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.